This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Alicia Luther, Recreation Manager, Gene Pearson, Recreation and Program Coordinator for the Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation. Indoor and outdoor activities for all ages. The activities guide is out in your mail, and you should have it in your mailbox, or you can pick one up, I think, at Lewis stores and a few other places?
Oh, various locations around town, either at the public libraries, our community center locations, all of the aquatic facilities will have them. The city hall offices have them, Carnegie Town Hall, outdoor campus, they're everywhere.
Over 30 pages, packed full of things that you can do. Now, kids are getting out of school in a few days.
They are.
And moms are saying, okay, what can the kids do this summer? Well, you get this guide and there's something every day.
Yes, I've already tabbed mine at home and highlighted, and there's a lot to do.
Well, let's start going through it, because Downtown River Greenway, a lot of people see things going on down there, but this gives a guide. There's something going on just about every Thursday, Friday, well, Mondays and Saturdays, and all kinds of children's activities going on at the Downtown River Greenway Amphitheater, and these are all free.
They are. We have really tried to increase the number of activities we have along the Downtown River Greenway. We think it's a great asset to our community, and we really want to utilize it a lot more than what we have in the past. And so you will find a wide variety of activities along the Greenway this summer, from outdoor concerts to kids series to fitness classes, anything you can imagine you're going to have down there. We have an art walk coming up. We have a dog walk coming up. Lots and lots of things to do down there.
Too many things for us to have time to even talk about, but I do want to mention that the Downtown Sioux Falls, Sanford, Excel, LiveWell, Parks and Recreation, the Great Plains Zoo, they're all sponsors of these many activities. Now, the fishing, I think, is one thing we want to bring up. That's coming up Saturdays at the Family Park.
Right, and this is something we've done in the past, and it's been a great success for us. It's a partnership with the Outdoor Campus, and we finally have a wonderful place to fish here in our own community. And so if you've not been to Family Park, I highly suggest you get out there and check it out, and this would be a great opportunity for you to go fishing with your family, free event. And so get out there and try it this summer. It's from May 31st through August 23rd every Saturday.
All you need is a fishing license.
Yeah, if you're 16 and older, you do. Otherwise, the younger ones, just get out there and try it.
Now, I've never seen this before, a paddling fair.
Yeah.
Stand-up paddling. I'd like to try that.
Well, you better get out there then. Hopefully the weather's going to be helpful. We have marginal weather sometimes, as we all know, but some years we have good weather for the paddling fair, some years we don't. This is a joint venture with us and Sun and Fun and the South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association. Great event. If you have not been able to try canoeing, kayaking, paddleboarding, here's your opportunity. You can go out there. It's free. It's from 1 to 4 on Sunday, June 8th, and you can check it out and try it, and maybe this is your new hobby you want to try.
Well, maybe try a different park than your neighborhood. There's Arrowhead Park. That's on the east side. A lot of people, if they live on the center or west side, haven't been out there, but you really can find arrowheads out there.
And there you go. And one thing this summer, too, a new event we're having is we're going to do Passport to the Park System this summer, and that will really try to get people out and about to all the parks that we have in our community, over 70 parks. And so Arrowhead is one of those that if you haven't been out there, you do need to check it out. It's a beautiful natural park.
And there's a whole generation that probably haven't seen the Japanese gardens at Terrace Park. That's really a World War II type actually before that, I think, a little bit. But that's got a lot of the history of Sioux Falls. McKinnon Park, I was telling people out front that I take my dog to McKinnon Park for a treat because every tree has a squirrel. And she just loves it there. The Battleship Memorial is another thing that people don't realize. That's a park. You can go there, and these are all free things that you can do. You go to the zoo, well, go to the battleship, too. The playgrounds, there's quite a few of them. Let's kind of just go down the fact that I used to make little bracelets when I was a kid. They still do that.
They do. And just to toot our own horn for a second, but Susie Geary, Recreation Program Coordinator that works for Park and Rec, is responsible for that program. And she actually is being featured in a national presentation on playground programs because we've had one of the longest running playground programs in the country, over 40 years. And so what a success for us. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about that. And if you have not been to the playground program, great activities. They play a lot of Moncala, which is my favorite marble game. And you can get out there and try it. And it's just a great free activity for the kids to do in the afternoons.
Well, the craft arts, one thing I didn't realize, I was looking at the activities guide, is you can, if you've got a birthday party, you could bring a group of 10 or more. You sign up for that. Mm-hmm. And they supply the materials and all
Absolutely.
The activities.
All the mess is on us, and you go home with the prize.
Your mom, you know what we're
exactly.
talking about.
I don't want the glitter at my house.
The zoo is part of the park and recreation, too.
Right. It is a partnership. I think some people aren't aware that we do have partnerships with Great Plains Zoo and Delbridge Museum, and also Great Bear Recreation Park as well. SFERC here in town. Just a wide variety of things that maybe people weren't aware that we are partnered with.
Mm-hmm. Well, the crafts and activities are for kind of the older kids, but you do have a lot of programs for toddlers and even preschoolers.
Absolutely. We really strive to provide something for all ages and all ability levels. And so in this guide, you will see there is something for everyone of all ages and of all abilities. And so make sure you check it out. And it's easy this year because we have a new format. So everything's color-coded. So really easy to find throughout the guide on what you're looking for.
You almost have to pick up a guide. The Princess Party in the Park.
That's a huge one.
Huge.
That's all princesses. It's July 20th from 2 until 4. And it's Upper Tuttle Park, gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring out all your little princesses.
Absolutely. Girls want to wear crowns. This is a perfect opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so if you have not signed up, get in to sign up for that. Go online because it is starting to fill up already. People are signing up. So.
Well, you have a lot of sports for preschoolers, too. You got Olympics, preschool wood shop. You got mini Indy. The class will feature a circle race, one-on-one racing, and an obstacle course for the kids to enjoy. They race their bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kids like to race their bikes. Good, that's great. You've got farmers market, open-air reservations for if you want to mm-hmm. do something down there by Falls Park. The picnic shelters. Now, a lot of these places are filling up pretty fast as far as reservations for the shelters in any of the parks. I live right next to Frank Olson Park, and you see everything from pinatas to birthday balloons to barbecues. That's busy every weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place for you to go with your family to have a family reunion or just a family gathering or a birthday party, whatever you want to do. Just a great place for you to go with your gathering and enjoy it. And again, make the mess there and then go home.
Again, so many things. Creative camps for youth. I didn't know that there was a South Dakota Children's Opera Camp.
Yes.
This just shows the variety. I mean, you've got rock and roll clay, you got cubist clay selfies, you've got dragons, cars, and sharks programs, ponies, kittens, and crowns, oil painting parties, theater lessons, global theater lessons for kids. I mean, I can see moms right now starting to say, okay, I got to get this activities guide because these are things that most of them are free.
Absolutely. And for Sioux Falls residents, they did receive a copy in their mailboxes about a week ago, the beginning of May. And so if you do not live in Sioux Falls, though, you can go online to our website and find this whole guide on our website at www.siouxfalls.org/parks. And you can either print off a copy or just the pages that you want. Otherwise, all those different locations do have copies. And so you know, a lot of moms tell me that they keep this in their car all summer long, or they keep it on their fridge and they have it highlighted and they check it off as they get things accomplished throughout the summer.
Well, early grade schoolers, now the kids are coming home from school and moms probably, you know, they work during the day. Okay, what am I going to do with the kids? Well, in most of June, you've got everything from clown class to Lego Mania to Balloon and Bubble Bash, Get Fit Camp from the Sioux Falls Fire and Rescue participate with that.
Yeah, we're really excited for that new partnership as well. We're going to be working with Sioux Falls Fire Rescue to host a camp, and it'll be 3 weeks of camps at Keene Community Center. We'll have two sessions each morning, really getting kids active and fit and learning about fitness and how they can do that at home, and then hopefully getting mom and dad involved in it as well, siblings, that kind of thing. And then a few years back, the Sioux Falls Fire Rescue had a combat challenge here in town. And if you've seen those on ESPN, we thought, well, maybe we can do a mock one for kids and do something a little bit smaller. And so it's going to be really fun that these kids that participate in this program will get to go to the Fire and Rescue Training Center and actually get to go out there and run through a mock combat challenge themselves.
Well, the tweens, the 10 to 13-year-olds, you got a camera program, you got a fishing program, a synchronized swimming, and singers. John Mogan gets involved. You don't have to be a good singer. You can just come out if you enjoy singing and be part of that. And like I say, you never know. You know, might get an American Idol out of one of those. You got youth band. You've got, for the teens, the 14 to 17-year-olds, you got martial arts, kayaking, canoeing, budgeting basics. It's kind of nice to know that you're teaching. A lot of times the school has never taught anybody to balance a mm-hmm, checkbook, mm-hmm. you know, and you've got something. This is one that the moms say, okay, daughter, you can, you know, on your way to the mall, go to the budgeting basic.
Exactly. Well, you know, they're starting their first jobs, and we thought, hey, probably a good idea for them to know how they should manage that money. And so,
weddings.
Yes, we have weddings in the parks.
Lots of them.
Yes.
Many. And many. Again, it's best if they reserve these.
They do need to reserve those. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they want wine?
Certain locations do allow alcoholic beverages and some don't. So if you go to our website, you can find a list of the different parks that allow alcohol in the park system. Again, keep in mind, we don't want glass bottles in our park system. So if you can find wine in a plastic bottle.
Well, you have to have something to pop the cork, I guess.
Yeah.
Flower planting is one of the adult programs. People are thinking about that right now, I think. There's so many examples of how many plants do you think you're going to be planting? When you count all of the flowers you put in McKinnon Park for even, I couldn't even keep count of all the...
Exactly.
You've got a lot of green thumbs.
Right. And that's something, too, is that we're trying to feature some of the people on our operations division, because we have a great team on the operations side of things that have degrees in horticulture and landscape architecture. And so we really want them to get out and teach people what they know, because they make our park system beautiful.
A lot of yoga, Pilates... The clay, I keep seeing clay. There's clay this and clay that. This is really kind of a new thing going on right now, or I should say coming back. Clay's been around for a long time.
Right, and, we just try to offer a variety, and, this is another thing that maybe you wouldn't do at home, but you'll come to our facilities and be able to try it.
Well, you make the mess and you don't have to,
Exactly.
And some of these may have an expense maybe for the materials, I would say, but we don't want to say everything is free.
A lot of our classes, though, even if there is a cost associated, they're very reasonably priced because we want people to be able to participate.
Even have a ladies' boot camp.
We do. We have a lot of fitness activities this summer. Allie Fredrickson, who is one of our recreation program specialists, has really been increasing the amount of activities we have that are fitness related. And we're also a partner with the Live Well Initiative. So it just plays in. And we want our community to be healthy. And we were recently named the top most ripped city in the United States. And so by bodybuilding.com,
really?
That's a pretty big accomplishment. We gotta keep up that pace.
Kickboxing, the historical tours. This is something I'd be interested in. Walking is good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
So take a tour. And there's so many. The Wallace Dowse, Sioux Falls, tell us about that, because that's something, that's, Calvary Cathedral, All Saints, Old Courthouse Museum, the South Dakota State Penitentiary, all those old quartzite buildings.
Right. It'll be a tour of the architecture that Wallace Dowse created here in Sioux Falls. And these tours are just, we do different ones each year. And that way people can get some different information or facts about things that maybe they didn't realize we had here as gems.
Well, I'm just dying to go on the early Sioux Falls Cemeteries tour.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're just dying to do that. That was a good one.
That's good. It's a very popular tour.
It is a popular one. The cemetery tour always fills up very fast. And so if you're dying to get in, as you are, make sure you sign up for that.
Well, you'd be surprised who's buried there, yeah. Again, reservations on these would be apropos. Senior tour to Arrowhead Park, you got a barn open house. View a cool old barn up close and the historical barn at Arrowhead Park. I guess I didn't know they had a barn at Arrowhead Park.
Yes, it's beautiful. Just another reason to get out there and check that out. And hopefully, in the near future, we'll begin programming a little bit more in the barn as well.
A senior bike trails tour. That's kind of good for seniors. They don't have to bike alone.
Well, yeah, we actually rent golf carts. And so that way, for those who maybe don't have the opportunity to get on our trail system any longer due to decreased mobility or whatever the case may be, this is an opportunity. We'll take you out there, show you around to different new features we have or tell you some history and even give you a snack and beverage afterwards.
Right.
Well, you have Nature Lovers Walks. You have senior walking series. You've got walks at the Arboretum. Arboretum? How do you pronounce that?
Arboretum.
Arboretum, yes.
Yeah.
And you've got exploring snakes at the Arboretum. Now, that may not be a walk, is it?
Some people might be more inclined to do that. I would not. But what's interesting is that at a certain time of the year, snakes come up out of the ground there, and they basically sunbathe, and then it's also a... another time where they create more snakes. And so anyway, but it's very interesting because there's thousands of them. And so if you haven't seen it, it is something to go check out.
It's quite a sight.
Well, we've been talking about all ages, but we forgot the other part of the family is the dogs.
Yes.
And Yappy Hour is something real popular coming up next month.
Very popular. At Spencer Dog Park, we've really tried to increase the programming that we have available for our four-legged friends. And one activity that we started last summer was Yappy Hours, became very popular. This summer, we are going to divide it, so we'll have Yappy Hours going on in both the small dog park and the large dog park at Spencer, because we don't want to leave any one set of dogs left. We don't want to leave anyone out. So a lot of interesting programming going on at the dog park. And then we also, treat the dogs to a swim at the aquatic centers at the end of the summer. So
the pet walk on the Greenway, we mentioned that earlier.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's new this year. Trying to get as many people out to see our Greenway system. And if you are a dog lover and have a pet, we invite you to come down and walk with us. And if you don't, and you're a dog lover, but you don't have a dog, you certainly can still come down and join us. We see that quite frequently with a lot of our pet programming. People that cannot have a pet in their home, it's a way for them to get their dog fix, so to speak.
And October is Wolfstock.
October is Wolfstock. We're very excited about what we have planned for this year's event. Every year we do a little something different. We have some very loyal sponsors and vendors that come out and show their wares and entertain the dogs and take part in the afternoon. So we look forward to a lot of people coming out to Spencer for that event as well.
The dogs really enjoy it, and all the dogs get along.
It's surprising. They really, really do. They're interesting. They are all able to get along with each other. There's no fighting. There's fun dog barks, I guess, is one way of doing it. You can tell that they're not mad, but it's kind of a greeting. It's like,
they
hey,
play. Yep.
I haven't seen you for a while. How you been? So kind of like we do as humankind, the dogs do it the same way.
Well, this is May is Bike Month. Mm-hmm. And bikes and bicycles for all ages. You've got safety checks. You've got hands-on flat repair classes. Spoken Sports got training rides for tours mm-hmm. of Sioux Falls. Biking fundamentals. So if mm-hmm. your kid's just at the age where they're taking the training wheels off, they mm-hmm. they can gain a lot of this. And for the adults, you've got a lot. Of course, we've got all the... We're kind of a biking city, aren't we?
We are. We're really trying to get people on the move in any way we can. And so biking's become very popular. We have a great relationship with our biking community here in Sioux Falls, and they've been very accommodating to us in offering programs. And so mm-hmm. we're very fortunate this year to have Spoken Sport offering some of these different activities, and then also for Park and Rec to be able to partner with Tour Sioux Falls and to also host that event as well.
Sports, youth basketball, family runs, Father's Day fun run coming up. That's a good thing to do with your kids. Volleyball, you've got... sand volleyball, you've got disc golf. Now that's getting to be really quite a sport. I know the one up in Tuttle Park, there's people up there throwing frisbee, seriously.
Yeah, they're up there all the time.
Especially a lot of college kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the ultimate frisbee at Riverdale Park, you even got a disc golf tournament.
We do. And so make sure you get out. We have some new activities that are going to be happening this summer. We have wiffle ball that will be happening. We have lacrosse, ultimate frisbee. Pickleball has been a huge hit for us here in our community and has grown drastically over the last few years. And so we're adding times and locations for that. And so lots of great new opportunities for you to get out there and get active.
Even the roller downs.
Mm-hmm. They do. They come out and do a fun show for us every year. And so that's another thing that if you haven't seen it before, get out there. They're a lot of fun.
I've never seen so many soccer players as I have in Lions Centennial is one of the mm-hmm. parks. I was in the Lions Club when we started that. And there's so many kids playing soccer at those parks. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. Get one of these guides, the activities guides, because we're paging through it very fast to get it all in. But one thing I remember as a kid was playing tennis at McKinnon Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you've got lessons, you've got tournaments, you've got leagues, you've got tennis block parties.
Mm-hmm. And if they want any more information on that, they just need to go to the Sioux Falls Tennis Association website, and they can get all of that information there at www.sfta.net.
And if you're new to Sioux Falls and your kid wants to learn how to golf, you've even got that at Elmwood.
Absolutely.
Well, there's so many things you can do to learn things. Now, let's really get into some of the serious stuff here, track and field. Youth triathlon. That's something that, there's a youth triathlon. this is something that the kids can really go out there and just see what they can be.
Absolutely. And we don't want anyone to feel as though they can't participate in the youth triathlon if you've never done it before. It's become quite popular. We have a very safe location out at Keene Park where we host the entire event. But we also offer some triathlon training. So if you've never done it before, we've broken it down into 3 days, and you would focus on one component of the triathlon each day so that when the actual triathlon happened, you would not have that fear of not knowing what to expect. You would know what the route is. You would know how to transition from the swim to the bike and then from the bike to the run. And we are very fortunate that we have a sponsor with Wellmark. They've been very gracious with staff and working that day. And you know, it's a great event. Kids come out in droves, and that's August 1st. And we look forward to having a lot of kids be involved in that event as well.
Cultural Arts Children's Theater, Storyland. You've got that throughout the summer. Sounds of the Falls, entertainment there. Kids' Night in the Park, Saturdays on the Greenway. Mondays at McKinnon, Jazz at Faywick. You could go to a different park every day and almost not...
Multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds of the Falls, I do want to talk about that quick. That is a new activity we started last year. Great weekend activity for you to get downtown, enjoy our Falls Park. Some people have never been in the Queen Bee Mill. This is your opportunity. And so get out there. There's a wide variety of entertainment this year, and that'll begin June 7th, every Saturday night, all the way through August 30th.
You've got Shakespeare, you've got mime theater, you've got story, you know, one of the storyline stories of Cinderella Goes Disco.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. These are things that all the family can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Sioux Falls Municipal Band, we have one of the best municipal bands
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In the country.
Yep.
I think it's been around longer than most city bands have. But those, you know, I used to sell pop and popcorn at the McKinnon Park band shells, you know, 10 cents for popcorn. And I'd get a penny a box or whichever, just enough to go out, and I would be so thirsty I'd spend it all on pop when I got done. But those were days in the park that the municipal band, we're going to have the municipal band in here for a concert because they do something different every weekend.
Yeah, and they are going to be trying some new things this summer, and you will see a little different uniform. They're going to be lightening up a little bit and wearing polos and shorts to some of the concerts. So excited for that. So we'll see what this next summer brings.
Well, the aquatics, lap swimming and water walking for teens and adults. You got the spray parks, the wading pools, the aquatic facility hours are, you know, now they get a little thingamajig, right?
A key fob.
Oh, key fob. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And where do they get those?
Well, they can renew or purchase a season pass at our office. They can also do it online, or they can go to any of our community centers until the pools open. Once the pools open on May 23rd, weather permitting, they can also stop at any of our 6 locations, any of our facilities, and either purchase a pass or they can renew if they had a pass from last year. The new thing with our electronic key fob system is, you know, from last year to this year, they were issued a key fob, and those key fobs are the ticket in and out of the pool, and so you need to retain those from year to year. We don't want people throwing them away thinking that they're going to get new ones each year.
Think of them like your library card. You're not going to throw away your library card, so hold on to those key mm-hmm. fobs, and then it makes the process that much easier for you the next year when you want to renew from home.
You've got Wacky Wednesday Water Carnival. Squirmy the giant toy
yes.
snake likes to swim with the kids.
Tell he does.
Who is Squirmy?
He is a neighborhood snake that travels from one pool to the next. He visits all 3 of our traditional pools, Frank Olson, Spellerberg, and Keene Park Pool.
How big is Squirmy?
He's pretty large.
I believe he's about 180 pounds. Is that what it is?
Oh, I think he's more than 180 yeah. pounds. But he's very friendly, and the kids really do enjoy him. They can climb on him. They can sit on him, visit with him if that's what they want to do. But he comes out at night after supper, and the kids really do have a good time hanging out with
and
him.
And just to repeat, for those who just perked up their ears, it's a toy.
It's a toy snake. Yes, it's a toy snake.
Yes.
Now, I didn't
and
know
he wears a top hat.
I didn't know you could rent the pools.
This is new this year.
Yep.
We used to do it a long time ago, and Jean can speak to that for the summer. It's a new added feature for you.
Yeah, we used to rent, you had the opportunity to rent Laurel Oak in the mornings on Saturdays, and now we have extended that, so you can do it on Saturday. You can rent either Laurel Oak or Drake Springs on Saturday mornings. If you've got a birthday party or a family gathering or your church youth group would like to get together, that would be an opportunity for you to have the pool all to yourself. We would supply the lifeguards, but you wouldn't have to compete with anybody else. You and your group would be able to use that facility for I think it's $250 to rent the facility for that, for the time period, for the 2.5 hours.
July 12th at the Keene Pool, the Great Cardboard Boat Race.
Yep, we're going into our third summer with the Great Cardboard Boat Race. We had some fantastic entries last year. We had some kids working for months on their Great Cardboard Boat, and they are very competitive. Some of them sink very quickly. Others are much more seaworthy than the others, but we have a very good time every year. Last 2 years, we've gotten double the amount of entries, so we look forward to some good competition out at Keene.
Well, now's the time to start working on your design.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, registration for swimming lessons, now is a good time to get ready for that. They can do it online with their credit card, right?
They can. It will open on May 29th,
yeah.
May 29th, and it'll open right away at 5 o'clock. And so we do have all the information about swimming lessons on our website. So if you're not quite sure what level your child should be in, you can certainly consult that that spreadsheet that has all of our levels and the locations and the times. And we have about 95-96% of our registrations are done online. So very popular time for people to get on. If they don't have access to a computer, they can certainly come down to our office at 5 o'clock May 29th, and we will assist them in getting their children registered for lessons.
You can also sign up for Zoo Camp.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
That's something that they run June 2nd through August 8th. Now it's kids age 4 to 11. But again, this is something that now do the parents have to come along or do the kids kind of...
You know, that would be questions for the zoo. The Great Plains Zoo handles that class and that camp. But I think if you go to their website, you should be able to find all those details.
Programs for babies and toddlers. Now that's getting pretty young. But you can go to the website again, get the programs, times, and locations. This is something that you can take the Wii Read and Play Fair is one of the things. Who is the noise guy?
Well, the library does a whole series of different programming during the summer. And so if you go to the library's website, you can also find a lot of information on the different classes they have. And they do a lot of reading camps and just bring in a lot of different entertainment options as well.
They have a read and win prizes type of thing going on for the summer.
Yes. And so, again, if you consult with the library, they should be able to give you a lot of details on that because, again, we're not responsible for their programming. But we try to include that in the guide as well just so that you can get a wide variety of what's happening in your community this summer.
Well, the Mayor's Picnic is something that has come back.
Yes, and it is on a Friday this year, and we're very excited for it. But we know that a lot of people make plans early for the 4th of July, and they do sometimes leave town. We ask that you try to stay in town for this. It's a great event, and we would love to have some people enter themselves into our parade. And so if you have a family that wants to be in the parade, or you have a business, or you have something unique, a unique vehicle, whatever the case may be, and you want to participate in our parade, we would love to have you. And so log on to the website, and you can get all the information. Again, that will be on the 4th of July. It's a lot of fun. First 5,000 people will eat for free. And so great sandwiches, water, ice cream, entertainment, municipal band will be there. Mogan's Heroes will be there. We also have a little Shakespeare in the Queen Bee Mill. Just a lot of variety.
So many things to talk about. But like I say, for kids of all ages, adults, dogs, your pets, the whole family, the senior guide, again, if they missed it in the mail, they can pick it up at any library. I think Lewis has them.
Sometimes they do. We'll drop them off wherever will allow us to, put them out. And so, again, if you have any questions on where to find them, definitely call our office. Otherwise, you can log on to our website, too, and page through that and pick out the pages that you want and print those off.
What is your website?
www.siouxfalls.org/parks.
And if they need to call for a reservation and want to talk to somebody, your normal office hours are what?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
And what's the number?
605-367-8222.
Are you still hiring possibly for summer?
Gene is still hiring. Gene, I'm going to let you take that one.
All right. I still have some positions, some lifeguard positions available for the summer months. And if you're interested in being a lifeguard, you would need to be certified through the American Red Cross. You would need that certification, which MB here in town is still offering some certification courses. And if you are able to obtain that certification, then it's quite possible that you could have a position working for us this summer.
Gene Pearson, Recreation Program Coordinator, Alicia Luther, Recreation Manager, Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation. We just touched the iceberg tip of it. I want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
Thank you.